So on to on to Indianapolis here. I think there's certainly a lot of things that are familiar with this team, their schemes, and a lot of players that we saw from last year. Of course, there are a few new faces in there too, or guys that we usually see a lot of that aren't in there as much for injury reasons, or they're not on the team anymore. But it's still a very, very familiar scheme. They do a good job. They're well coached. I think their coaching staff does a good job of creating the same problems that they always create offensively with their no huddle and check with me program, and a lot of hard guys to defend there. We're starting with Wayne. Having a good game and spread the ball around, getting it to the receivers, their tight ends, and their backs well, changing the tempo on you. And then defensively, of course, the ends, Buffet. I think their young linebackers have done a good job too. Fingers really come on in the middle. He's done a real nice job for him. So they're an active, aggressive front that is quick and fast, very athletic, different than what we've seen from some other teams that are bigger, stronger type guys. These guys have real good movement. And the linebackers run well. So those are some of the things we we'll have to be ready for. Of course, they have an outstanding field goal, clutch kicker. And some of the things we got to be ready for here this week. But turn the page from Philadelphia, and we're looking at an offense that's dramatically different from the one we saw last week. So that will be a challenge for us, on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively dealing with the same kind of pass rush that we talked about last week. Same, not the same, but similar. And zone team that mixes in a lot of man coverage and does a good job with their pre-snap disguises and things like that. We'll have to continue to do a good job with that.
Bill, I know he hasn't taken a whole lot of snaps in the league before this year, but what stands out for you about their quarterback, Curtis Painter?
Obviously a smart guy, because they do a lot of things offensively that we've seen him do in the past with Manning, as far as protection adjustments, route adjustments, the no huddle, the pace. They work at a very quick pace when they want to, and you can see him catching defenses not set and struggling to get their communication and all that type of thing. So he certainly does a good job of handling the offense. I think he, can make a lot of throws that you want the quarterback to make down the field on the outside, reading his progression out based on coverage. So, he's a guy that's pretty effective. And of course, Orlovsky has played in there as well. He's seen some action. He's another strong kid, pocket-type quarterbacks that can read defenses and get the ball down the field or follow out their read progressions and take their second and third receivers. So they, in the mold of what we've seen from the Colts in the past.
Bill, obviously a lot of focus on them losing Peyton Manning and everything, but it seems your defense is at least statistically different from how it has been in the past. Could their offense, though, their sort of lack of offense, have contributed to maybe a defensive downturn, or are they doing something different defensively than they had in the past?
Well, I think one of the things that's different just watching them on film is, in the past, so many times they're playing from ahead. They've won a lot of games, and in the situationally, third quarter, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, there's a huge difference between playing from ahead and playing from behind. And they won a lot of games and they played from ahead, and this year they haven't won a lot of games and they've been playing from behind in the fourth quarter, in a number of games. So I think that's, and that's certainly going to affect the statistics and the way that the game situationally gets played out in the last quarter of, some of their games, not all of them. They've had a lot of competitive games too. I'm not saying that, but there have been some games that are, the score overrides the, some of the schemes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, they've been, I mean, other than the Houston game, the New Orleans game, obviously, the Atlanta game, I mean, they've been, you know, in a lot of competitive, tight games. Certainly, you know, the Pittsburgh game, Kansas City game, you know, we saw that one a couple weeks ago. Jacksonville, it was a big game. Tampa Bay, obviously. So, you know, there have been plenty of those, too. But the, in general, that, you know, that's part of the story.
Hey, Bill, did you have any reaction to Urban Meyer taking that Ohio State job? And you think you may be doing a little more scouting in Columbus over the next couple of years now?
Well, you know, I've upped my scouting schedule there with my daughter coaching at Ohio State, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it'll affect that too much. I think I'll be out there, whether he's there or not, but. No, honestly, I'm just trying to focus here on the Colts. And I know there's coaching changes at this time of year, and that's always part of it. But right now, I'm really trying to see if I can do a better job of getting our team ready to play the Colts.
Bill, is there any part of you that will miss not seeing Peyton Manning out there?
You know, we see that every week. Changes. We have players that I wish were playing for us. Other teams have players that I'm sure their teams wish were playing for them. That's football. You play with what you got. Games are scheduled to show up and play them. We all take on that responsibility at the beginning of the season. You never know how it's who's going to be there at what time or what week. And all of us have to make adjustments throughout the course of the season. So every team in the league is going through that. Plenty of guys that I wish we had out there on the field this Sunday that we won't have. I'm sure the Colts feel the same way. I'm sure Philadelphia felt the same way. It's the way it is every week.
Bill, I know the injury report doesn't come out till tomorrow at 4, but when it comes to your own condition, what do you say, probable with illness or...
I'll be there. I probably won't even be on the report because I know I'll be there. I guess we had to list something to be compliant with less than 100%, then I'd be on the probable. Yeah, but I'll be there.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.